Hola, my name is Luis Flores. I was born in 1974. I'm here to talk about change. I was born in Chicago, Illinois, Cook County. Yep, my parents were Mexican immigrants here in Chicago, Reynaldo Flores and Esperanza Flores. Both parents did a lot. They were heroes to a lot of people. Let me give you a lot of little history about, you know, us Mexican Americans here in the 60s and 70s. I was born in 74, remember that. But I could tell you back because my parents will talk about it, okay? And that's the info that I get now. back in the 60s and 70s, us Mexican Americans would hide, would stay quiet for a lot of things. We were here to work, to live the American dream. my parents brought us up the best they could. It's three of us. It was three of us. My sister passed away, and now we got a brother, which is Charles Campbell. He's our new brother. How do you call it? But it was three of us. Four of us. It was my big brother Ray Flores, my sister, which passed away, Olivia Flores, Miguel Flores, and me, Luis Flores. And how do you call it? My parents did the best they could, you know, always like go to school, get the best grades you can, you know, always do your best. My parents were not educated, you know, they were not educated, but they did know that school was the way to go. So they will always tell us school, and for the most part, most parents, I guess, any race or, you know, any background you come from would probably tell you the same thing. how do you call it? But my dad back in the 60s, he came over to Chicago. He had no money. He probably had $5 in his pocket. He met this this friend of his. He landed here in Chicago, you know, when he first came from Mexico. And he met this guy. His name was Claudio. I actually forget his name. I gotta get his last name. I gotta ask my brother. Claudio, he was a Puerto Rican guy at Humboldt Park. And my dad had nowhere to stay. You know, he was here from Mexico, and he had nowhere to stay. And this guy, he asked him, he's like, man, you should stay with me and, you know, come, you know, hang out with me and, you know, I'm gonna go play the lottery. You want to go play the lottery with me? My dad only had like $5 in his pocket. My dad's like, no, I can't play no lottery. So then finally he got convinced, you know, this guy was gonna let him stay in his house, you know, for free, you know, because, you know, he wanted to help out my dad. And so my dad, he played the lottery. And he won. Him and Claudio became best friends, Mexican and Puerto Rican, you know, back in the 60s. I don't know if you guys really know about Mexican and Puerto Ricans back in the 60s. We were not friends. But my dad and Claudio, Ray Flores and Claudio, they were best friends. You know, they became best friends. You know, they lived with each other. He got my dad his first job. You know, he mingled around. My dad raised up a little more money. He made a soccer team here in Chicago, Illinois, Valle de Iguala, in a league called Hispanoamericana, which was associated with the FIFA. And my dad started opening up clubs, sport bars, clubs here in Chicago. And the neighborhood was Wicker Park. And some of those bars are still open now. How do you call it? And they were a complete success since day one. They were jam-packed to the little tiniest space, inch, you could possibly think about. I remember those days. They were a complete success since day one. How do you call it? Remember what I said earlier? Us Mexicans didn't know where to hang out, you know, where to, we were quiet, you know, go to work, come back home, tired, you know, kind of like right now, but, you know, immigration was out back in the day, you know, like literally, they were out like cops, you know, on the streets. So us Mexicans would hide, you know, especially if you had no papers back then. And, how do you call it? That was a complete success. So, you know, then I was born in 1974, and I was born listening to my dad, you know, right next to him, you know, as a businessman. My dad was not educated. He had very little school. He had very little school in Mexico. I really don't know what grade he went to. I never really asked, you know, as a respect, you know, because the, you know, what he knew and what he taught us was good enough for me. So as respect, I never asked. But I know his education was very little. So he did the best he could. He raised us up the best he could. And how do you call it? And I saw a lot of time, a lot of things change in this world. And times change now. How do you call it? Everything's been exploding. Exploding, 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 and I love it. I was born being in love with Chicago, and I'm in love with Chicago now, and I see it, and it's been growing and growing and growing, and I was like, wow, beautiful Chicago. Beautiful Chicago, you know, growing up in the 80s, I went to a school called my grammar school was called Columbus. Then after that, I went to Chopin. After that, my high school was Clemente. You know, so I was born and raised in Bucktown, Wicker Park, you know, Humboldt Park, and those were my areas. You know, that I was born and raised. You know, I mingle with everybody. You know, most of my growing up friends were Puerto Rican. I had a lot of paisa friends that were my homeboys. You know, that was awesome. You know, we're not a lot of us. You know, especially where the area was at, more by Ashland, which I was. We were not by Ashland. There was a lot of Mexicans out there, but we were over by like Damon, which. There was a lot of Salgados there and Delgados, and you know, most of the people there were from Guerrero, where we're from, and that was beautiful, you know, those beautiful times. We used to live in Winchester, Ohio, Cortez, you know, Hoyne, you know, all those streets right there. How do you call it? We pretty much stayed in the area, and it was you know, it was a good area back then. Yeah, there was street, you know, street violence, but nowadays, you know, there's street violence everywhere. People ask me, what's the difference between Wicker Park then now? And I can't tell you much, but it just exploded. It was the same crowd you have now, but just you get a younger crowd now. Back then, if you wanted to live there, you had to have money. And now, you have to have money again. A lot more money. You know, rents are at $2,000 and up. I've seen them. My mom had her rent at 1,200. Now she's at 1,600. So it's like, wow, kidding me? You know, the rents have been going higher and higher and higher. You know, property value is skyrocketed, you know. So whoever bought properties back then, bless you guys, man, that was awesome. I came to live to Central Illinois. I'll be moving back to Chicago. I'll be going back to Humboldt Park pretty soon, and I'll be bringing my two little ones with me. they have no clue where it is to live out there. I have to teach them the ropes just like my dad did to me. My dad always taught me business, the best to his ability. And I'll be teaching the same to my kids. I got two beautiful kids, smart butts too. Emily Flores, Eric Flores, 10 and 12. How do you call it? got two beautiful kids, smart. It's amazing how times change, and I was the one that went to school. I'm the older one. I'm supposed to know it all. But now I got these two little ones teaching me things now. Oh boy, that's it's it's amazing how the cycle goes, the cycle, where first you're the leader, and then all of a sudden, your times start changing, or you stay on top of your stuff, and you keep on changing with all the changes, or you have the little ones, making you young and making you, showing you the ropes how, things are done now, and you're like, wow, times are beautiful, Chicago's exploding. There's a wave from downtown. It's coming, it's like a tsunami. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's just, it's just exploding everywhere. And or you bring it, or you gotta go out west, or suburbs, So you gotta bring your, you gotta bring your game, you gotta bring your game. I tell a lot of people, I'm like, bring it, man. I preach to a lot of people that I see, they don't have a lot of hope. I talk to a lot of West Side gangbangers. I sit down, with them, and I go through some trouble sometimes. Sometimes, they think I'm trying to pick on them, and I'm just telling them the truth. I'm like, yo, man, get with the times, man. You gotta start investing. You think this is your street corners, but it's not your street corner. It's just a corner. And if you don't start investing here, in your community, buying houses, instead of cars, buying, properties, lots, instead of clothes, and jewelry, you're gonna go. You're gonna be out west or south or deep north, where it's cheaper. If you want to stay in the city, of course. how do you call it? And I sit down and I talk to them, and hopefully, I make a few of them cry, hug, a couple hug me, a couple tell, man, why are you telling me this? I'm like, because you need to know. If somebody hasn't told you, you need to know that, that you need to bring it, always give it everything you got, no matter what, and invest, invest, invest. If not, you'll be one of the ones going out west or south or to deep suburbs, where the cost of living will be less. There's nothing wrong with the inflation, it's just times change. I don't see nothing wrong with it. Everybody has to bring it. It's like I tried moving out to New York. I'm a businessman, I wasn't with the times there. I saw everything and I'm like, man, I can't live here. This is expensive. But you talk to people out there and they're cool with it. They have no problem. They have no problem because they have adapted. They have adapted, and they're fine. They're living good. They might be living humbly, but they're living there, So you just gotta bring your game up. Doesn't matter what you're doing. Oh, you're always supposed to give it everything you got. And, and I tell my kids the same thing. I'm like, always give it everything you got, no matter what. that's pretty much it. This is pretty much my introductory. And a hello. And I thought it was a real easy recording to say. Times change, Times change. Goodbye. Uno, dos, tres.